Ralphie Radio Show. It has been 6 years since we've received a studio album from DMX. Undisputed hit stores on Tuesday, and the first week of sales benefiting September 11th, families and victims of course, the terrible tragedy. X joins the Ralphie Radio Show right now. It is good to hear from you again, man.
Well, it's good to be back, you know what I'm saying, doing what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for the opportunity, you know, the support of my fans.
This album has been pushed back quite a bit throughout 2012, yeah, the release date, and then it landed on September 11th. When you got the date from the label 9/11, was that like your final, okay, you know what, this makes sense, we're going to do this, and we're going to help out the families and the victims?
Every date they gave me, I was looking forward to, you know, that date. I was promoting that date. So when this date came, I was like, you know what, it would really be nice if we could actually make this date,
right,
you know, and if we are able to make this date, this is what I want to do. I mean, just because it's like destiny. I mean, you know, the one date that came through would happen to be 9/11. I was like, you know, it's only right that I do that. You know, but our first week of sales are always crazy. And, you know, that hit home. You know, I'm a New Yorker, so that hit home.
X, I know when you're dealing with a record label, though, sometimes the album may be complete and it may be completely out of your hands, but the date continues to get switched. I mean,
that's what the situation was. The album been done. They're like, you know, there's no way I'm going to promote a date if I know I'm not, you know, have the album turned in and everything like that. But it happens, and it's a small label, so I'm just glad it's finally out. At the end of the day, it's like, I was the only one who looked like a liar.
No, absolutely, because at the end of the day, I don't think most people aren't going to put two and two together and realize that there's more to it than just you, and that it could actually be out of your hands. And most of the time, that is the case. DMX is here on the Ralphie Radio Show. His new album, Undisputed, is in stores. Ax, we haven't really read your name in headlines for over a year, and that's been a good thing, really, for the most part. You've been touring, writing, and recording, and staying out of trouble, I guess, in the process?
Exactly. And like I said, I'm just focused on my music again. I had to have it and have it taken from me in order to appreciate it as much as I do now. When I went in for this album, I felt like I did when I recorded my first album. You know, I was hungry for it. I wanted it. You know, I was like, I need it.
What I find interesting about the release of this album at this particular time, X, is the fact that, you know, my generation and generations before mine obviously know you and love you and regard you highly, but you're speaking in this album, whether you realize it or not, to a whole new generation of hip-hop fans. Did that factor into when you were recording this album?
Not at all. And it's not so much that I was trying to continue to speak to one particular age group or one set of fans. The beauty in honest music, the beauty in the truth, is that it's timeless, you know, and it will reach every generation, mm-hmm, as long as you keep it the truth.
I would love to hear your thoughts, because obviously you have continued to stay in your lane and do what you do, but yet we've seen a lot of other hip-hop artists, especially as of current, kind of shift their lane a little bit, especially as music has gotten, you know, pop music especially, more up-tempo, more dancey. I mean, do you feel that that's affecting hip-hop negatively?
Music always evolves, and, you know, more to different things. On the same lines, man, listen, you got, you know, young minorities who's successful. Not only that person, but I'm sure he has a crew with him. It's like, that's amazing. 10 people with a job doing something positive. Like, whether I'm proven or not, I'm glad that they're successful in what they're doing.
We've definitely seen that evolution as well with hip hop. It seems like there's certainly this entrepreneur.
More positive. I mean, it's like there's less beefing, because you see a lot of f***ings and this, that, and the other. It's less than that. It's like, motherfuckers can focus more on just doing their music. So, what they talk about, you know, how much money they got, it's not for me. I won't do the same thing, but like, you got less people that are on the streets. I'm grateful for that aspect of it.
It's interesting that you bring up that aspect of it as well, X, because I watched the Undisputed documentary online. It's a great watch if you haven't seen it yet. It's only about 13 minutes long. You should definitely, if you're a fan of DMX, definitely watch it online if you get a second. And you mentioned in there, and you've talked about this for a while, but it seems like finally, in addition to Undisputed, which is in stores now, we're going to get this gospel album this Christmas.
You know, I don't want to verify it, like, you know, as of yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's definitely coming. I mean, it's pretty much done. You know, I got maybe a few more songs to do, and it's because that's a special album. That's an album that's going to be speaking to, like, not only, you know, my regular fans, but a whole other group of people. When I put it out, you'll be sure that there's nothing else that I have to add to it.
The other thing that's changed in hip-hop, I think, over the years as well, and this really moves to your point about the lack of beefing, there's definitely a more of a collaborative spirit in hip-hop as well, where people like working with other people. As you were writing and recording Undisputed, did you notice that at all? Did that affect you at all?
I don't mind collaborations if it's like something that, you know, you said, you know what, before I even do the song, this is the person I want for the song, if it's a vision that's shared. Now it's become so impersonal that 9 times out of 10 when you do a song with somebody, you're not even in the studio with them. You know, when I was coming up and started, you know, doing songs with people, we were always in the studio together. That was the norm. Now it's just like, oh, send me the beat. I'll lay my vocals and send my, like, I mean, I'll do it if scheduling, you know, issues and the deadline on the phone. But I'd much rather be in the studio as an artist.
Wrap it up with DMX again. He dropped his first studio album in 6 years, Undisputed. It is in stores now. X, obviously, somebody who's been listening to this interview still hears it, and somebody who's heard your music over the years, including the current stuff. You have such a distinctive voice. Especially now, we hear about a lot of performers from all different genres losing their voice through dehydration, through vocal cord rupturing, and all of that. How have you been able to sustain your voice over these years, literally?
Well, you know what? It's like, by the time the majority of the fans heard my voice, it was like the voice that I did through all the straining and everything. I mean, this is what I, you know, it wasn't going to change anymore. I rapped for 13 years before I became famous. You know, whatever was going to be done to my voice, it was already done to my voice.
So 13 years before you really broke out and became big, you kind of, I guess, broke in your voice in a sense.
Exactly. And a lot of them don't understand how important breathing is. Because I see them on stage and they're barely saying anything, like not literal content, but just word-wise. And I'm using a lot of words, but they're all breath. I'm like, that don't make no mother sense. Right. Like, you know, but then again, a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to just, like, walk and sing a song. I can understand, man. I watched for an hour and a half, 2 hours, man. No hype, man. Nothing. I'm all over that mother stage, you know what I'm saying? Because I learned early on how to breathe. A lot of people just don't get it because they haven't properly paid their dues in the rap game.
Again, the album Undisputed, it's in stores now, and we don't like doing a lot of hard sales here on the Ralphie Radio Show, but first week of sales, all this week, they go, the proceeds go to the victims and families of the September 11th tragedy. DMX,
exactly.
It is good to hear your voice again, man. Congratulations on the release of another album.
Thank you very much, man.